Hi, it's Tommy and Brooke catching up with our friend Ryan Stevenson.
He had something awful happen to him.
Hey, good morning. It's Ryan Stevenson.
Well, well, well. Hello, friend.
Ryan.
How are you? Hey, guys.
Well, we're okay, but we were obviously very surprised and bummed and disturbed, all of the above, to hear about what happened, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you guys, thank you for your hearts and your concern. It's definitely been an ordeal.
I mean, this happened a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I was out on my first ever kind of little headlining tour, and we were pulling all of our own production and kind of the maiden voyage, you know, and at the end of that tour, we just played our last concert, and we were going to stay at a hotel and hit the airport early in the next morning, and the van that we were leasing was hooked up to a U-Haul trailer that we were renting, and that van was going to deadhead back up to Washington State, and we went out to the went out at 4:30 in the morning to go to the airport, and the van and trailer were just gone. It had been stolen during the night.
Oh,
and so
goodness.
I was pretty quiet about it because I thought, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, we had insurance. But long story short, after all is said and done, we don't have the correct insurance that covers business and theft.
Oh.
You know, we don't have homeowners insurance and all these other things. So it's definitely been a very hard lesson to learn. But all that to say, too, it's like, we just literally lost, like, everything we own.
Oh, dude. That just breaks my heart.
And then Sacramento police called us just a few days ago and said that they found the van and they found the trailer, but they were in two separate locations, and they were completely stripped. And so, you know, and it was a U-Haul trailer anyway, so U-Haul got their trailer back, and the van that we leased was returned. But we were just out. Every single thing that was in the trailer is gone. And, like, all of my merchandise, that was, a tough one for me to handle as I just built up, like, my merch line.
Sure, of course.
And you know, like, that's how we live. That's how we make money, is, like, selling our CDs and shirts on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
So we lost, like, $55,000 in that trailer.
Gosh.
And I know that to most bands, that probably is laughable. But to me,
it's everything.
To me and my little crew, like that was it's just been a huge blow. Like I'm just scrambling trying to recover from it. And, you know, I've been running around already doing festivals since then over the last 2 weeks without any of our gear. My keyboard player had to just like run right out really quick and try to, you know, and buy another keyboard and another case and like a flight, all this stuff, because we just don't have it.
Oh, because you have already stuff on the books, so you've got to play the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not like you can just not show up because your stuff is gone.
Oh, no, I'm assuming your guitars, you had them with you, so not your guitars?
No, literally the first time I had ever really left my guitar, I left my guitar locked up in the trailer that night.
Mm.
I was just thinking, you know what? We're only going to be in this hotel for a few hours. We're getting up super early. I'm just going to leave it in the trailer tonight. I don't want to.
You guys never usually do that. I assumed you had your guitar.
Yeah, I always bring my stuff in. Always, always, always.
Oh, sweetie, this just makes us so sad.
It's, you know what, I also didn't say anything because I've just genuinely been pretty embarrassed by the whole thing, if I'm being honest. Like, I've just felt like, man, what kind of a person leaves their stuff in a trailer? And, you know, it's like,
dude, we all do that.
Dude, of course.
Who doesn't have the correct insurance? I mean, what, you know, it's like, you're a business owner, buddy, get it together. And so, like, I think that way, and I feel horrible that all the guys that, you know, were out under my umbrella and on my tour just, you know, got everything they own stolen too. And so, yeah, so I had a few people approach me and they're like, hey, how can we help? And I just have a hard time asking for help at all. But my home church back in the Pacific Northwest offered to step up and like host an online kind of giving a link, donation link, to if people, you know, feel like they want to help us out.
Oh my goodness.
They can do so there. But man, and I'm so grateful. It just feels like such a huge hill to climb, and that mm-hmm. I just don't know how we're going to recover from it.
But in the back of your mind, you have to know you will. I hope you know you will. God's got this. And for some reason, we don't know what it is, there's going to be something better on the other side you're going to go, I can't even believe we went through this and now look.
Well, the day that we got robbed and the day that it all happened, we were going to the airport, you know, so it was like the tour was over and we have to go home. We all just kind of have this gut sick, kind of numb feeling. We don't even know what to say to one another. And so we're on the airplane headed home, and I'm just sitting there and I'm, you know, looking out the window, and I'm just so sad and don't know what to do. And I was like, Lord, what is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like this still small voice was like, son, you get up every single night and you tell people how I'm good and how they can trust me and that I'm present with them in their storms and that I'm overseeing the details of all your lives. And no matter what it looks like or what it feels like, they can trust me with the details. You know, that little song, in the eye of the storm, you remain in control. You believe that for everybody else, but do you believe it for you? Am I your God just the same as I'm theirs?
Oh my gosh.
And, it was just like, I was like, okay, I literally, no matter what, I'm going to trust you. Whether I ever see a dime or get anything back or never recover from this, then I just trust you, Jesus. So that's where I'm resting today. Today, it changes every 20 minutes or so when I start taking that back.
Easier to sing than it is to go through at this mm-hmm. moment, right?
Yeah, it is. It's really scary, honestly. The thing that's really the hardest for me, honestly, is losing all my merch and my sound guy. He just bought, like, this was the maiden voyage of, he just kind of put all of his savings into building up like a production line that we used for the very first time on my tour. And I was leasing it from him, and he didn't have the correct insurance on his stuff either. So it's like, man, this is a really nice learning lesson all the way around. And,
sure.
And I feel stupid, and all of us feel horrible, like we did the wrong thing. And now we're just stuck. And I'm like, man, this poor guy, you know, I lost a lot for sure, but he did too. And, so yeah, anybody who wants to, just the fact that anybody would just pray for us and consider, helping us out, man, it's just humbling to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
people here, especially, I know all wherever you've been and wherever you've been singing, wherever your song has been played, people love you and they love your ministry. And mm-hmm. I know that at the very least, they're praying for you. I know West Michigan has already let us know that they are. But I know that there will be gifts that will come in because you are loved, and where people can't go, they will send you to do what you do. That is absolutely where we want to equip you as best we can, $5, $10, whatever it is. And God is going to do immeasurably more than we can imagine. I really believe that for you. And I believe that we're in touch with each other for such a time as this. I really do.
Well, awesome. Thank you guys. Seriously. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Please stay in touch, and we'll be excited to see what God does through this.
Yeah.
Amen. Me too. I'm excited to see.
Yeah. We'll be praying for the thieves too, that maybe this will be their moment.
Totally. I agree 100%.
Give those boys a hug.
I'll do it. All right, guys.
I mean, your Thank kids, you. Not the ones that you were touring with, but them too, I guess. I don't.
For sure. I know exactly what you meant.
All right, Ryan. Thanks
Thank
for taking
you for
a minute,
your time.
Man.
No problem. See you guys.